Prophet Sallam speaks about women. He says, O people, women have rights over you, just like you have rights over them. SubhanAllah. In his final sermon, he's speaking about the rights of women. He says, women have rights over you. They have rights over you, just like you have rights over them. Which means there is a give and take here. You need to respect each other, learn from each other. You need to fulfill each other's rights. And he says, they should obey Allah, they should obey His Messenger, and they should be chaste and clean. That doesn't mean you don't have to be chaste and clean. You need to do the same. You need to obey Allah, you need to be chaste and clean, you need to be pure and purified. Then he says that men are responsible in the sense that they have to provide the food, clothing, accommodation in goodness for the spouse. In goodness for the spouse and family, the main breadwinner. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has expressly mentioned that according to Islamic teachings, it should be the male. And the female should support him and he should support her. He needs to respect her and love her and help her to fulfill her duties unto Allah. And that's why the Quran says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. She has rights that upon her in the same way that you have rights upon her, meaning from her. You have rights, she has rights. Both of you have rights, just like each other. That's what the Quran says. So there are people who say, no, Islam oppresses and does this. No, it doesn't. Actually, go back to the texts. It is a beautiful partnership. And men are definitely responsible for women. They're responsible. They should be there. They should be the main protecting force. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men are totally responsible for the women. That's what the Quran says. The word qawwam best translates as responsibility. You are responsible in every what way, subhanAllah. So remember this. This khutbah and this sermon was a very serious one. Every little while the Prophet ﷺ says, have I delivered the message? They would say, yes. He says, oh Allah, bear witness, I did it. This was his last main speech, subhanAllah. So he spoke about the women. Then he says, when you married them with the name of Allah. You took them with the amana and the trust entrusted by Allah. So look after them. Be careful how you speak to them, how you address them. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran. You know, speak about them with goodness, to them in goodness. You want to say something in a beautiful way. You want to advise someone, advise each other in a good way. Seek good advice regarding women. Make sure people advising you are giving you good advice and so on. All of that is included in istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. It's a powerful terminology. Remember, when you speak to females, speak to them with utmost respect. That's a real Muslim. That's a true follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if they happen to say something that you didn't like, no problem. And the women as well, when we speak to each other, we should speak with utmost respect. SubhanAllah. This is the advice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as one of his final speeches. It's known as the final one, the final main speech on this platform, the platform of the Hajj. So how are you going to talk to each other?
What is a high value man according to the Quran and Sunnah? We keep hearing this term, high value man. Well, high value man, first and foremost, what is a person that every man should want to be. Work wants him. Companies want him. People want to be around him. Women want him. Everyone wants this man. But what does high value mean according to Quran and Sunnah? What's the standard? First and foremost, the value of this man has to be gauged against the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who created him, and it is Allah that this man is trying to basically impress, right? So, not that Allah needs to be impressed, but you know what I mean, the niyyah is for Allah. So, I've extracted 6 points that I believe, based on my studies, are the most important 6 characteristics that a high value man, Muslim man, should have. Number 1, aqidah, iman. You have to have strong iman. If you have no iman, you can have everything else in this world. And that's why I believe that this man, especially in the Western culture, hear a lot about high value man. A lot of it to do with red pill movement, a lot of it to do with these, you know, self-development courses, Tony Robinson, all these people keep talking about high-value men. But these people don't have aqidah and iman, so they're not high-value men. Their value is not in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in the sight of people. Does it matter when it comes to people? Yes, it does. But it's not the most important. It's Allah that matters the most. So you have to have aqidah, iman, faith. That's the first thing. A man has to invest in his knowledge. And that's where knowledge is important. You have to read. If you're not reading, if you're not developing, if you're not learning, a man has to have knowledge. A real man, a high-value man, has knowledge. Number two, akhlaq. And akhlaq is behavior, good manners. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ The Prophet ﷺ said, I was sent to perfect manners. This is not about being Mr. Nice Guy. A lot of people think, oh, you got to be nice. I tell you, you don't have to be nice all the time. What does this mean? Well, nice doesn't necessarily make you have good manners and good behavior. Some people are nice, but they're very like passive-aggressive. They insult you in a way that it looks like, man, this guy is like really nice, but did he just say that? Like, did I misunderstand him? Did I? No, akhlaq is not just about nice. Sometimes you're nice and you get smashed. You don't. That's not akhlaq. Akhlaq is not about being weak or nice. You know, they say, oh, the nice guys end up last and this and that. That's debatable, first of all. Second of all, that's not what we're talking about. A person with akhlaq, with values and morals and good behavior, is not just a person who's just always, yes, ma'am, yes, man, yes, 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 no. It's a person who has good morals, good behavior, a moral compass. They respect people, but also demand respect. That's the problem. A lot of men don't respect themselves today. So how do you expect people to respect you then? So you have to have akhlaq. Number three, discipline. You have to have consistency. You have to have a schedule. You have to have discipline. If you don't have discipline, you're going to fall. You can be the smartest man. You can have all the knowledge. Even you can have iman and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're not praying, you don't have the discipline of waking up for fajr. You don't have the discipline of maintaining the salawat. You don't have the discipline for like fasting or anything. Going to work, having, you know, working out, taking care of your body, which is amana. Forget it. You can have all the knowledge. The knowledge is not going to benefit you. It needs to be coupled with action. Number four, courage. You have to be courageous. And being courageous is not being afraid. You'll have fear in life. Many things. People have a lot of fears. You will have fears in life. But it's about still doing it. That's courageous. Being afraid sometimes, but still doing it. You have to be strong. You have to know how to fight. You have to invest in yourself to be able to be brave, to have confidence. It's very, very important. Number five, a high-value man, Muslim man, has strong finances. Doesn't have to be like, you have to be like the richest man. No, but you have to be able to take care of things. And as a man, you're responsible. When you don't have the finances, and we're not talking about like, you know, six figures or anything like that, but you have to have finances. You have to have the ability to do things. People say, oh, money doesn't matter. I think you have a very skewed understanding of Islam. It matters, but it just got to be put in the right place. So a real man, high-value man, tries. Now, if you know, you can say risk is from Allah. Yeah, but you don't know what this risk is and where it's coming from and when. Right? You just got to do your best. And if you've tried all that you can, and then finally, somehow, you know, it doesn't make it, then you say, alhamdulillah, this I did my best. I got respect for you, man. You did your best. But if you're going to use the aqidah and the qadr and risk to justify your laziness, then you're not a high-value man. You're a very low-value man. With finances, you can take care of your family, your wives, your, you know, people that depend on you. Yes, you've been put in responsibility to take care of them. And last but not least, probably number six, I've extracted these from looking at the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. There might be others, you can mention them, inshallah, in the comments. Let me know. But it, see, like from these, they have sub-branches. So you can take many others from an example, from courage, you can talk about strength and, you know, being able to have, to fight, to look good, take care of yourself, right? Your appearance and so on. There's so many things with Aqidah. We can talk about knowledge, secular and Sharia, and many other things. But last but not least, so you can comment, please. You can put it in your comments. But last but not least is passion. You have to have passion. When you look at the Sahaba, look at Umar Khattab, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali, the Arabs at that time, the passion that they had. And passion also can be in compassion. And this is where the Prophet ﷺ we see. It's not about weakness here. It's about feeling. And many men today don't feel anymore. They've closed it off because they're afraid to be hurt. They're afraid. Sometimes they even experience it, but just what's been pushed out there on the media. So they close their emotions. They're not emotionally fluent. And they're not passionate. Hence, they don't love anymore. The Prophet ﷺ loved. The Sahabas loved. They had passion. They're passionate people. When you do things without passion, is like so dry. Yeah, it looks supposedly good, but it's missing the spirit. So these are 6 points that I believe from the Quran, Sunnah, from the Sahaba's life and the Prophet ﷺ that make a Muslim man to be a high value man.